I want you to know that in dealing with angels, this is a big thing. There are angels everywhere. And, you know, we kind of mess with each other and say, I know my wife's an angel. And you say, your wife's an angel. You better say that anyway. And so-and-so's an angel. And that little angel that was just born, you know, that's we have all of that. But when you talk about an angel, this is not some cute little, oh, what an angel. This is not what they are. These guys, whatever they are, they can do big, big, huge stuff. God has them in His employ. So what would you expect if you had God having angels in His employ and say, let's go do some stuff? Would you expect it to be nominal or something big? Yeah. You don't mess with angels. They're not cute little beings. They have been there since before time. Angels are powerful, powerful. If the Holy Spirit saw it necessary to have angels discussed there, there certainly must be an important reason to do that, if angels need to be discussed. The Psalms will do a lot with the angelic force. I want us to see that angels are not some little cutie things. These angels could evaporate a nation. You've got some good angels and you've got some bad angels. The Psalms picture angels as protecting and delivering God's people from harm. Throughout the Scriptures, you're going to have the sprinkling of the angels all through that. There's some of these angels that could demolish this whole room with a thought or with something right here. They choose to be in the employ of the Lord and they stay there. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers him. Now, if the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers Him, that angel is powerful. And I've heard people say, boy, I wished I could just have me an angel, you know, in a cage or something I could see every day. You would not want that. He encamps around those who fear Him and delivers Him. Psalm 35, verse 5 and 6. May they be like the chaff before the wind and the angel of the Lord driving them away. How do you get angels working with grains and such as that? Psalm 91, 11. For I will command His angels. If we've got somebody that says, for I will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways, who's in the background having these angels do this work? God Almighty. Is it possible for angels to be among us and you not know it? Again, I'm going to read 91:11. For I'll command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. God's looking out for you right here. Got angelic forces doing that. In Psalm 104, the Psalms seems to be full of angelic attraction. Psalm 104, verse 4. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, You are very great. You are clothed in splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays beams of his upper chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariots and rides on the wings of wind. Now, who would be riding that? That'd be the angels riding that. He makes the winds his messengers and flames of fire his servants. These entities, I really can't figure out, I don't know of anybody who really ever has. The angels were in the keeping of God, and God was in charge of the angels. Does that make sense that you would have that? And there would be times when there was some things going on God wanted to change and get out of there or something put in there. Guess who did that? Angels. You say, well, how in the world did they get all that stuff over there? You know, did they roll it over there in a wheelbar or on a cart? How did they get them over there? I'm telling you what, an angel could get it where they want to get it, when they want to get there. And they have the power. They're devoted worshipers. Psalm 103, verse 20. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones. Wait a minute, what do we learn right there? You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind. You remember that song? You don't mess with one of these guys. They have and possess power given by God. And you and I would be mashed potatoes in their place. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones. Now, let's back up and look at something. Praise the Lord, you His, what? Angels. You mighty ones. That tells me that they're not going flying around spreading pixie dust here. They're changing the world. Now, if you had to get all the angels together, all the angels that are in the world, if you had to get them all, who is the boss? That'd be God Almighty. That's His angel. You're dealing with great power. And God lets us have that right in these words. Psalm 104:4. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you're very great. You are clothed in splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays a beam in his upper chambers on the waters. He makes the waters. He makes the waters. Now, I can go and get a glass of water, and you can too. You know what I can't do? I can't make the water. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides it on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servant. Now that doesn't sound like some little cute angel to me. No, this guy could obliterate us. Now, I will tell you, at some point we'll get to it. There's evil angels. Now, evil angels are not going to be working on your side. They're going to be on the side of evil. And flames of fire his servants. They're devoted. These are devoted entities. Psalm 103, verse 20. Praise the Lord, you His angels. Now, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to praise the Lord. We had a songbook out here a while ago singing songs, and one of them could have easily been one we've sung 100 times or more, or 200. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones. Could an angel change the world with God's command? Could he obliterate part of the world with his command? And the angel is the one that did that. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones, you do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, His heavenly host, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all of His works, everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Do you get the idea in the psalm that we need to be praising God for something that's going on big here? Is that what it sounds like to you? These are the responders to God's great power. Psalm 148, verse 2 and 3. Praise Him, all His angels. Who is His? That'd be God. And the angels are doing the praising. Praise Him and all of His heavenly host. Now, if the angel is also praising Him in the heavenly host, what part of the world is involved in that? Where? He's everywhere. You don't have to go hunt to find an angel. The Old Testament presents angels as genuine personal beings who serve as messengers and as ministers of God. We think a little too much of ourselves when we talk about the stuff we might can do in the name of the Lord. These angels could whoop us every day and not even have a big job to do it if they chose, or if God chose for them to do it. But God is a God that says, look, I've got room for all kind of stuff. Do you think God has ever had a dragon? You study on that one. Matthew and Luke tell of the significant ministry of angels connected with the birth of Christ, the prediction of it, and the announcement. When the Christ was born, was there a big hoopla? Oh yeah. It wasn't just around a few blocks. It was worldwide. And the angels would have been involved in all of that when the Messiah was born. We call all that stuff Christmas, Christ Mass. That's because that came not from the Bible, those words that there. But anyway, in Matthew 1:23, but after he had considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. The angels was involved with that. Does that make this larger? Isn't it larger because not only does God Himself, and not only is it going to be the Messiah that's born, but it was brought to you with angels. These are powerful entities. Matthew 2:13. This is after the baby was born, when Jesus was born. There were people in the world that wanted Him dead, and this was right away. Matthew 2, but after he had considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her from the Holy Spirit, she will give birth to a son, and you will give that name Jesus. In Matthew 2:13, when they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod's going to search for the child and kill him. You remember all this stuff, don't you? All this Christmas stuff? This is not Christmas stuff. This is all over the world stuff. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel. There were different kinds of angels, from what I understand. But this one, Gabriel, he was one of the big boys. Sixth month, he sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, and a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you're highly favored." I guess so. I want you to see that the angels were there. And the angels were very involved in doing this work. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you're highly favored. The Lord's with you." In Luke 2, 8 to 15, "And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them." Now, when you say an angel of the Lord appeared, he didn't come honking a horn or blowing a ram's horn. He appeared. Those guys could get where they wanted to go real fast. "The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were terrified." Well, I reckon so. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, a great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, Savior's been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger.'" There's some big stuff happening right here. If we were there, if we could go back in that time zone, and if we were there, we would be totally blown away. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host. It wasn't this one. Now, God's going to run in a heavenly host. How many you reckon's in that? More than you want to count. "And they're praising God, saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth to men whom His favor rests.'" It was the angels who were bringing that. It's not about Christmas. It's about God's ability to use these critters. Critters, not a good word. These dudes. And they could be right here, right now, and needed in Russia quickly and be there. You think so? I don't think they're going to have a get-around problem. Just so you know, all four Gospels record the appearance of angels. Hebrews 1:14, "In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth and the heavens and the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, but you will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you will remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels, listen, are not all angels, ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Did you get that? Can I read it again? To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels, all, A-L-L, ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? How many of you in here will inherit salvation? You know who helped you get there? Angels. Whew, boy, that's big stuff. This is a good reason to believe in angels, or we make Jesus a liar. You know it? You say, well, I don't believe in angels. Jesus did. In the book of the law, the word angel appeared 32 times. Now, they're not just out having a soda pop. These are on a mission. And they show up in this one place 32 times. Now, you either have a lot of people that's not getting it, or you've got a lot of information everybody's getting. That's what made the world work right when Jesus Christ came aboard. In Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, do you know that angels were present at Jesus' ascension and announced his return? Jesus was there, and the angels told everybody about it. Acts 10, 11, after he had said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from out of sight. In Acts 5, 19, an angel freed the apostles from a prison. Do you remember that when you were studying all of that stuff? How the angels got the gates open and such as that? During the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Well, where'd he get the key? Do you reckon if he's an angel, he'd get a key, make a key, or make it just open? Go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of the view of this life. In Acts chapter 8, 26, the angel directed Philip to the place of his ministry. Are you seeing? This is not a small thing. And you can't just run over here and say, yeah, that's going to be such a good thing. You know, we may be tied up for 2 weeks, but we'll make it. No, you're going to be longer 2 weeks. Do you realize that there are angels among us? They're not just somewhere off in the Bible. They're real. They're on our side. And if you were to have to get in a tug of war about keeping God's purity and all of that, do you think some of God's angelic forces could come in? I'm going to tell you what, I think we got something going good here. And we can turn it around and do it 100 different ways, but I can't live that long. But I tell you this, we got some more doing. So far, and just be completely honest, are you good with this? This is big stuff. This is not play pretty stuff. Okay. I think that if we hang on with this, we're going to be in good shape and we're going to be able to move on and we're going to learn some things. And by the time we get through and put all of that together, we're going to have learned something more than there's power in the blood. Now, there is power in the blood, is it? But there's angels in this room. Now, does an angel have to be seen? No. Well, I didn't see an angel. I'm not going over there. You do what you want. I'm going to listen to it. And the church said, Amen. Amen.